Hello.
Hello, Sarija.
Hello, hello, Sylvia.
Hello, this is Matthew from France for the festival.
Yes.
I'm sorry to be late, Sarija.
It's okay, it's okay.
It's okay for you?
Yes, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, do you have about 20 minutes for me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. So we can start now. Maybe we can start by introducing yourself.
Okay. Okay. So my name is Severia, and I am a contemporary artist from Lithuania. I'm also teaching at Vilnius Academy of Art at the textile department. And also I was a 10-year head of and curator of a textile gallery, Artifacts, which also belongs to the Vilnius Academy of Art. So I always try to combine all these activities, creation, teaching, and curating of exhibition, which is also mostly related to textiles.
Well,
and
what is the which activity is the most exciting for you?
Probably creation, of course, because it's the main my activities.
Probably, of course,
creating of something. It's the most important. Of course, it's related to teaching and creating as well. Because it's the same field, it's the same textile field.
In creation, you're famous for your work in embroidery.
Yes, I really currently work mostly with embroidering and mostly with cross stitch embroidery. But I do, of course, this embroidering not on regular canvas. I usually embroidered metal objects, daily objects, which I usually found in my environment, surrounding. And I do a holes on metal objects and embroidered through the metal.
And so it's a little bit surprising to think you embroider metal objects. So can you explain
technology.
Please. Yeah, technology, please.
Usually people ask me how I started to do it. And in this situation, I like to remind my parents, because I was born in the family of artists, and both of them are artists as well. And my father, he is a sculptor, and he worked with a metal, and my mother, he mostly worked with a textile. So I combine both of these fields of material fields in my life. But maybe it's more symbolical, the story about this combination. But I graduated textile, but after textile graduation of a textile, I understood that I really hate the main features of the textile, the softness. So that's why I start to work with strong objects, three-dimensional objects. And it was the main probably purpose, the main reason to start to combine this textile and strong material. But of course, this technological combination speaks a lot of different, have a different aspects, as well as the combining of two very different materials, and also it's like a dialogue between the man and female and male things. So also it's a it's different meanings.
I thought it was more dialogue between traditional and and maybe modern or historic. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also a historical reference, because this cross stitch technology, it's really old things, and it was also the purpose to bring this old traditional embroidering into contemporary art. It was also really a combination of contemporary and traditional things. Yes, it's true.
Because I read you find your patterns patterns in women magazines.
Yes, it's also. It's also very important for me, because all things what I use, all things are ready-made objects. These metal objects which I found is also objects which already exist, and also embroidering schemes and patterns also are. I never create myself patterns. I also took them, yes, from magazines, and it's also like a reference to popular culture, to hobby culture, because usually when you talk about the textile in contemporary area, usually people think that textile is something very related to old moments and hobbies. It's more like hobby things, not professional art. So it's also like a reference to these things.
Okay. Do you think there's a lot kind of nostalgia, melancholy in your work?
Maybe it is.
Because you talk about your parents, this period of your life. Do you think you need this? I don't know. I ask you the question about nostalgia.
You know, I'm not very nostalgic person. I'm really, really contemporary person. But I also, you can see this nostalgic, maybe melancholic, a little bit melancholic feeling. Because this, of course, embroidering, but also most of objects which I use in my art also... them are from my childhood. It's more from Soviet period. It's related to this poor Soviet time period, because all of them mostly are like a reference to my childhood, and all of them, not only for me, but also for people of my generation, reminds our past. It's not just my personal past, but it's also collective history of my country.
Of like a national heritage.
Yes, a little bit. A little bit. When we talk about Soviet time, of course, it's not so happy to remember this time. But anyway, it constructs our identity.
Of course.
Or destroyed our identity.
But do you think there is in your art, in your different creation, like an obsession? You are exploring more and more.
It could be, yeah, because I repeat and repeat the same method. I repeat. Do you mean the technology what I use? It's like obsession or.
I don't know if I think about technology or maybe more the subject. I don't know if there's for some artists it's about identity. It's about the body, the link with the body, with the violence. I don't know. Is there like a philosophical subject you are exploring? more and more by the years in your mm-hmm. your works, in your different works? Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. My for me, it's the most important, not just technological things, but mm-hmm. for me, it's the most important to disclose different ideas with my objects. And the different objects are different references, have different references. For instance, when I embroidering car is a reference to one thing. When I embroidering daily life objects, it's another link. So it's always a subject by itself have a reference to different stories, and that helps me to disclose all different ideas of my migration.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You come in Clermont-Ferrand to present mm-hmm. your installation in Kill for Peace?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. So yes, can you present your mm-hmm. this wonderful installation, mm-hmm. please?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this installation was created in 2016, and of course, this installation created from original soldier helmets. And of course, related to a war team, of course, have a pacifistic meaning. And Kill for Peace is the title of a famous song, which was created in 1966. And it was like a protest against to Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. So this period, as you remember from history, 1670s, it was the time of hippies time. And also hippies had in our title, in our name, flowers children. So that's why I embroidered flowers on the top of the helmet. So it's a reference to this time, which was really against to war, because it was a time of Vietnam War. And I took this title to like a title of my installation to talk about different kind of wars and all this, as I told, installation created from antique soldier helmets. So all of them are collected from different places, from different military conflict zones of 20th and 21st century. For instance, some of the helmets came from Second World War, and some of them from Balkans conflict. One helmet from Vietnam, and one from Ukraine War. So all of them are collected from different time and different conflict zones. So it's like a reference to different wars.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And all of them embroidered with also different flowers. And the flowers also have different meanings in my work. For instance, pansy flower is like a reference to orphans, or daisy flower is like a reference to destroyed families. So all of flowers have a different meanings, and it's like a references to the problems related to wars. Mm.
Okay.
And, mm-hmm.
So you could, the start of this installation is you say 2016.
Yeah, created 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And it was maybe 1 year after beginning of this Ukrainian conflict. So it was like one of the main probably inspirations to talk about these wars, which are not only like a past, but it's also like contemporary wars, which you can feel in contemporary time as well.
Okay. So I understand. And in the title "Kill for Peace," the first time I saw this title, I thought about George Orwell, 1984, and the peace. You know this novlang. I don't know in English, you know, this new language invented by Big Brother. No, it's not one of your reference, George Orwell. No,
it's not, but it could be as well. It could be as well. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, I think that it's very, very nice. Very, very good if the audience can also decide individual links as well. But it's yes, of course. Yes, thank you for your link reminding me as well.
Maybe to finish this short talk. Maybe you could. I'm interesting to know what you think about the title of the exhibition, Love, etc. What's your definition or meaning of this title?
Maybe I can just tell some words how my work related to this love theme. I think you should remember the main slogan of this hippies time, which was no war, make love, or make love, no war. So I think this slogan could perfectly describe this relationship between my installation and the main theme of the exhibition, love, etc.
Okay.
So I think it could be related like this.
Okay. So make love, not war.
Yes. Of course, it's pacifistic and naive, but yes. Yeah, it's always good to remember.
It's always good to remember. Thing.
Yes.
I wanted just to know if you come in Clermont-Ferrand or...
Yes, I'm planning to come, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that for the festival or for the
opening, I think?
For the opening, oh yeah, great. Mm-hmm.
And the festival will be in
September.
September.
No, I think the third week of September. Yeah.
I will try. I will try. About what am I? I'm not sure, but probably, yeah. I would like to come.
Mm-hmm. So it will be a pleasure to know you in the real life.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you very much. Thank you for your time and for your work, for your creation. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So bye. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.